when, again, we're mentioning all of the various korbanos that were brought by Nesiim, so, for example, there's a difference when it talks about the korban of Nachshon ben Aminadab and the others. It says, again, we mentioned this yesterday, Vahiyam akribi omar isham, skobon Nachshon ben Aminadab matay hurab, korban akaras kesav, achas shalom shreim, meo, mishkol, mizrugah, korban kesav, shim shekham, shekham, kodesh, shnei malayim souls, below b'shem, malmincha, kapachas, rozeyam, oktores, parachad, ben b'kor, ayal chod, So, when you mention his korban, he mentions that the silver bowl and the silver basin, they were filled with flour, and that the ladle, the gold ladle, was filled with incense. But yet, when you go over at the end of all the korbanos, you see all of the silver mentioned, without there being flour in it, but the golden ladles with incense in them. So how is this to be understood? So the Brisker Rav explains very simply that it seems that all of the silver bowls, when they're going to do the summary, they were brought at the same time, but they were not filled with any flour, whereas the golden ladles were filled with incense. Why is that? Because whenever you bring a meal offering, a flour offering, that you must bring, once it's in one of the sacred vessels, it has to be brought the same day or the offering is invalid. But that's not the case by the incense, but the golden ladles. That incense can remain in the ladles for quite some time without being brought as a korban. So therefore, that's why he explains, the Brisker Rav explains that when the Torah is giving over what everybody brought as korbanos, it mentions the bowl of Nachshon ben Aminadab had flour in it, the rest not until they brought their korban later days, but the golden ladles, they were all brought with the incense in them, because there was no reason for them not to have the incense in them, because incense could remain in the Klei Mishkan for a long time prior to bringing as a carbon.